You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham, and for Cynthia Canty, we read a lot about what's going on in downtown Detroit. Stores and restaurants opening, it's becoming much more vibrant. But a lot of people are being left behind. They're not getting the opportunity to share in that prosperity. There's an organization working to change that. Build Institute is working to provide resources and support for small business development for primarily women and people of color. Joining us now are April Boyle. She's the founder and executive director of Build Institute, and April Anderson, who's on the board of directors, as well as the chef and owner of Good Cakes and Bakes. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Welcome.
So, April Boyle, I first want you to explain a couple of terms for me, a couple of phrases. You use the term equitable entrepreneurship and inclusive entrepreneurship. What do they mean?
That means that we want to make sure that entrepreneurship and small business ownership is welcoming and open to anybody who has an idea and wants to work hard and create a business. And so that can look like anything from people of color, women, LGBTQ, people with disabilities, immigrants, youth, folks who don't fit into that typical kind of vision we have of a tech entrepreneur, or the vision that comes to mind when we think of entrepreneurship.
April Anderson, I understand not only on the board of directors now, but you're a graduate of one of the Build Institute's programs. What did that do for you? How did that help you?
So being a part of the Build Institute helped me. It helped me really define what Good Cakes and Bakes was going to be. It helped me to narrow down and to be able to vocalize what our niche was, what made us a different bakery. So in my head, I knew what we were, but going through Bill helped me to understand and be able to vocalize what that was.
And it seems you've had some real success baking for Oprah Winfrey. That's pretty good. You got chosen by the James Beard Foundation for the Chef's Boot Camp for Policy and Change. Tell us a little bit about Good Cakes and Bakes and why it was a good fit with the Build Institute's class of graduates.
So Good Cakes and Bakes is an organic, all-natural bakery located in the city of Detroit. And it was a great fit for us because it allowed us to not only to get our numbers, get us focused on what we wanted to be, what Good Cakes and Bakes was going to stand for, but it also allowed us the connection and the resources that Bill has. So once you graduate from Bill, it's not like you graduate and you just go out on your own. You still have that connection. You have a whole group of people who are either graduates or current Bill Institute cohort, and so you get the resources of them. You get to be able to have people that you can like bounce ideas off of. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful organization outside of the classroom. So once you leave the classroom, you still have this great family that you can count on.
Build Institute's now helped a number of budding entrepreneurs. April Boyle, what kind of impact are you having in Southeast Michigan?
We're having great impact. We have graduated over 1,400 folks from our various programs with about 500 active companies and almost 1,000 jobs being created. We know that talent is universal, and there's so much talent that exists in our neighborhoods and in our communities. We just need to find a way to activate that talent and provide resources and opportunity for folks. And once we do that, the businesses and the ideas and the projects that exist out there come to fruition. So we're seeing commercial corridors like where April Anderson is on Livernois, the Avenue of Fashion. It is looking so vibrant, and more people, it's becoming more attractive for people to live there. April can speak to this. She also is a facilitator for us and teaches classes in her place of business, which is actually kind of functioning not only as a bakery, but a little community center and kind of a small business incubator in its own right. And it's inspiring for the neighbors to see her being successful because she looks like them. And then they're like, I've always wanted to start a business. How did you do it? How can I do it?
So here's the big question, and that is, where has society failed that an institution like Build Institute is even necessary?
I don't want to depress you with the statistics of the city of Detroit, but...
Well, go ahead.
I think
most of us are familiar with them, but yeah. Poverty's a real problem.
It's a real problem.
Bank loans a real problem.
Right. We've experienced the largest municipal bankruptcy in the country. We're a majority minority city with all of the challenges associated with that. You know, people who have been cut out of the economic system. So we have to right side that. We've had 50 years of disinvestment. We need 50 years of overinvestment in our neighborhoods and in our communities. And I wouldn't even call it overinvestment. I would call it due appropriate investment.
Right.
You know, we throw millions of dollars at technology companies and millions of dollars in subsidies going to Amazons and big corporate billionaires to create projects. Why aren't we doing that same thing for the little guy and the small business?
I know that the neighborhoods that I have covered have always told me everything's happening in downtown and not much else. Lately, Mayor Duggan has instituted some neighborhood things. Livernois is one of the targeted areas. Is that enough, or are we still going to need a place like Build Institute to really do the on-the-ground work?
Oh, you're definitely going to continue to need Build because you need people with boots on the ground that's doing the work. So you have all these wonderful programs that's coming and happening in the city of Detroit, but if no one is getting out to the neighborhoods telling the business owners about it, there's no benefit to it because most small business owners, they work, live in their business. So they don't have the opportunity to go downtown when these events are happening to find out the resources. So they need someone on the ground to bring that information to them. And that's what Build does. Because Build is offering the classes inside of the neighborhoods, that means the resources are being taken to those neighborhoods. So people are getting the information. They probably wouldn't get the information if it wasn't for a Build class being hosted in their neighborhood. So a lot of the resources that's coming to the city, without Build, people in the neighborhoods wouldn't know about it.
Let's talk about some other things you're doing. I'm a big fan of Instagram. Recently, I've been seeing a lot of photos of Build Bazaar. tell me what that is and what it's for.
So part of our work at Build Institute is to give people opportunities to have proof of concept, right? They have a great product or service. They've been through an 8-week business and project planning class. Now we need to encourage them to spread their wings and fly. So one of the programs that we offer is Build Bazaar, which is a pop-up marketplace. We're doing a great project this summer in partnership with Detroit Riverfront Conservancy at the DeQuinder Cut, so the Detroit Freight Yard project.
Let me stop you just for a second, because we have a lot of listeners outside the Detroit area. Tell us what the DeQuinder Cut is.
The DeQuinder Cut is a former railway that has been turned into a hiking trail. And it connects the riverfront and Eastern Market. There's food and drinks. There are art installations. There's some entertainment that happens down there. And now a marketplace.
So who's going to be at this bazaar?
We have amazing vendors, including jewelry makers. We have soaps and beauty products. We have T-shirts and clothing, food and beverage, all kinds of fun stuff.
So how long do these entrepreneurs get to be in this space, this pop-up space?
All summer long. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The bazaar happens from 11 to 3, but there's other programming that takes place. I think the food and beverage is open in the evenings as well. There are some art installations, some entertainment. We're also doing a Build Bazaar Concert of Colors, and then also part of the Henry Ford Maker Fair.
And you're establishing your center. You're building out some room and a space in Corktown as well.
Yes, we are. So we've been partnering and subleasing with another nonprofit organization that we're outgrowing the space, and we're moving our headquarters into the corner at Michigan and Trumbull in Corktown. I'm sure you've heard all the rumblings about Ford and Corktown and Michigan Avenue that they may be turning this into a mobility innovation center. And so we are going to hold space for inclusive innovation, meaning our entrepreneurs are grassroots, community-based entrepreneurs who are opening the bricks and mortar service and lifestyle companies that the talent that Ford wants to attract want to see in their neighborhoods. And so we're going to have a space where these entrepreneurs are getting trained. They're getting able to practice and experiment so that they can go out and be prepared to compete with, frankly, some of the corporates that are finding Detroit more attractive.
I also read you put together something called Detroit Soup. Its goal is to put together micro grants. How does that work?
Yeah, so Detroit Soup is a great organization and program that's been happening in Detroit for almost 10 years. So we're really trying to say to Detroiters, we don't have to depend on government. We don't have to depend on the big corporates and the banks to make the change that we want to make. We can, as individual citizens, put $5 towards a project that we want to see in our neighborhood or $25 through a Kiva loan. We need to start voting with our own dollars and investing in the types of businesses and business owners we want to see in our neighborhoods.
So this sounds like, to me, except you don't have corporate execs, but you have just normal people coming in a Shark Tank situation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But you feed them as well.
We feed them. It's a party. It's a celebration. It's low pressure and low stress. There's lots of connections that are made. All kinds of different people come. It's about getting the word out about your project or business. And yeah, it's a really fun event.
It's basically soup, bread, and salad. And I have a suggestion. I think maybe it's a goodie from Good Cakes and Bakes.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes April does provide us some goodies.
Let's look at the future now. When you think about Build Institute's future, what does success and your goals look like?
April, what do you think?
Oh, when I think about Build and I also think about success, I just feel like as long as it's inclusive and continue to work with the neighborhoods and making sure that they're intentionally reaching out to the neighborhoods, it's going to be successful. It's going to be successful. It's going to continue to be successful. As long as Build continue to do the things they're doing, which is they're intentionally inclusive, intentionally going out into the neighborhoods, intentionally marketing and targeting the disenfranchised, people with barriers that wouldn't be able to maybe start a business without this information that Build is bringing to them.
April, last word.
Yeah, our mission, vision, our goal is to make Detroit the global leader in inclusive entrepreneurship. We have an opportunity to do that right now. We also have an opportunity to go the other way. And it's my hope that we will decide to make Detroit that place that is small business friendly, where everyone can participate and be economically mobile.
April Boyle and April Anderson are with Build Institute, working to help women and people of color overcome the barriers to small business ownership. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.